Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury.
Let's bring in the great man himself, the outstanding legendary, and he has earned that word through performance indeed, and that is Merrill Reese. My friend, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Steve. It's always good to be on with you.
Merrill, it's an interesting year with some expectations. When you have watched this team during the course of the preseason, have they done certain things where you sit back and say, you know what, this could be a really interesting year?
No. No. You know, have they done it? I think if you look at the roster, you can say this will be a really interesting year and that there's a lot here where they've shored up some weaker areas where Jalen Hurts should take a step forward. But your question to me was, when you've watched the preseason.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, when I've watched the preseason, I've seen a team with workouts and practice every day that has been efficient, that has been well organized, well choreographed, but without any hitting whatsoever, without any tackling to the ground. And when I've watched the preseason games, I've watched the regulars play one series. So based on what we've seen during the preseason, there's nothing to go on. Nothing.
Which then will lead to my next question. Because of the way the preseasons over the years have played out with fewer preseason games, fewer series by significant players, have opening games become more of a mystery?
Yeah, absolutely. More of a mystery. And I think the whole month of September is an inferior product. I think you see a lot of sloppiness in September. The September games often show elements that we used to see in the preseason because they're not taking live drills.
Which then brings me to the 17-game part. Last year was the first year of it. Felt like the regular season was long. How much more of a role is that playing maybe in the attrition rate, which then determines who's actually decent in December?
I think it plays a rate. And I also think that it will be very, very soon that we'll see two preseason games and 18 regular season games.
Right.
But I think, you know, I can understand what the Eagles and some of the other teams, quite a few of the other teams, are doing. Because if you look at the Eagles last year, they got through the season in pretty good health. I mean, they lost Brandon Graham very early. But basically, they were a healthy team last year. They held up and they got better as the season went on. So maybe this is the right way to go. I don't know. We will find the big contrast this Sunday. I don't know. Have you watched Hard Knocks?
Yes, I have.
Well, you know that the Lions have a lot of hard knocks. I mean,
yes.
Dan Campbell has them firing at each other, has them going live. There's a lot of hitting there. So will they be more prepared for tackle football? I don't know. The Eagles certainly have more talent.
Yeah, Shannon Furman, who produces that, is a good friend of mine, so I usually make sure I watch it. So when you look at Jalen Hurts, right, where do you and Mike feel that he needs to be a little bit better just to make that next, I don't even care, it's a half step, but step forward?
Only two areas, the recognition, the reading of the defenses, and the decisiveness. He has to let the ball go more quickly. Read the defense and let it go. I think he has to react a little more quickly. He's got the arm. He's got the athleticism. He's got the intelligence. He's got the support of his teammates, and he's got a terrific cast around him. I don't think he needs a lot more than more experience. And I think that will come, and I think he'll be terrific.
Miles Sanders is able to get himself back into the mix. What can that mean for them?
Good things. Good things. Miles Sanders expects to start on Sunday, and he's their best back. They have a very talented back room between Miles Sanders and Boston Scott. And I mean, they're talented there. There's no doubt about it. Kenneth Gainwell. And they picked up another guy, Trey Sermon, who I don't know whether he'll dress or not on Sunday. But they're talented. I mean, look at the way they've played. I mean, Gainwell can catch and block. Boston Scott, I call him the Giant Killer, plays great every time he faces the Giants.
Yes.
But he can block, even though he's only about 5'7". He can run, he can dive, he can catch. And then there's Miles, who is the most gifted of all.
And then there's Brown entering the mix with Devontae Smith on the other side. You've watched a lot of games. When you've got compliments on one side to the other, what does that mean overall to an offense?
It means everything. It means that they cannot, the defense cannot double-team one guy and try to shut him down and think that's the answer. I think it's got to help Devontae Smith, who still had well over 60 receptions last year. And A.J. Brown is elite. I said on the air on the pregame show one day, I was asked, and Mike was in the booth when I answered this, and I didn't want to hurt his feelings, but I said that this is the most talented group of wide receivers I've ever seen in Eagles history, or at least in the 46 years that I've been doing the games. And instead of being insulted, Mike jumped on the air and agreed with me. So you can say, well, there was once upon a time Mike Quick and Harold Carmichael. But that was Mike's first year where he caught only 10 passes, and that was Harold's last year as an Eagle where he was, I don't like to use the word over the hill, but he was beyond his prime.
Yeah. Defensively, it's going to be big. They made some acquisitions over there, including getting the safety from New Orleans. What can he potentially mean back there to solidify what the Eagles are doing?
Oh, I think they're good. First of all, I think Jonathan Gannon is a very bright defensive coordinator. What he needed last year was more talent, and he solved that by getting James Bradbury, the other corner, who will be opposite Darius Slay, and Slay had a big year. Just a few weeks ago, picking up Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, that's a big acquisition. He was a slot, but now he's going to be a safety, and in Jonathan Gannon's defense, the requisites are not really different. And he will help. Getting Hassan Reddick is a big, big plus. And then drafting the two most impactful players in the from the National Championship College team, Georgia, to get Jordan Davis and Kobe Dean, I think says a lot. And then you have Brandon Graham coming back, and he's 100% healthy.
In this game, we watched the Bills play last night. They rotated a lot up front defensively. It looks like the Eagles have that same capability. A, do you think so? And B, what can that mean to a team in the fourth quarter being fresh like that?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. That's a great observation, Steve. They do have depth. They have a lot of depth there with the Hargraves, and it's going to help a guy like Fletcher Cox, who is a little long in the tooth. He will be fresher, and he's still got plenty in the tank. And it's you have, oh my goodness, you just have one guy after another coming in, Derek Barnett. And they really have a lot of talent. Josh Sweat, he had a bunch of sacks last year. I think they're going to be very good.
Let me ask you about the big kid Davis up front. You know, he doesn't have to play 50, 60 plays. He doesn't. So when you look at him, he's athletic for a big man. What kind of impact can he have? I mean, you and I are going to, it's, you know, it's a little bit of guesswork here because it's a different level. But what kind of impact can he have, especially if he's only going 20, 30 plays?
You know, many, many years ago, I spoke to the Eagles defensive coordinator, Bud Carson, who should be in the Hall of Fame. But he was one of the greatest defensive minds ever. He was the architect of the Steel Curtain defense, as I'm sure you know, in Pittsburgh. And I asked Bud Carson about Reggie White and Clyde Simmons. And he said the guy who makes it all possible for them is Jerome Brown. Jerome Brown collapses the pocket, and then Reggie and Clyde come in and have dinner. And basically, that's what Jordan Davis is going to be able to do. He's going to be able to collapse that pocket and set things up for the defensive ends and the edge rushers.
It's interesting you bring that up because Jack Ham and I have talked about that in the reference to Joe Green. And Jack's always told me that Joe Green really sacrificed Now, he ends up with a Hall of Fame career in four Super Bowls, but sacrificed his own stats to play that slant. And it just sounds to me like the Eagles have that same kind of attitude with Davis or Fletcher Cox. Like, hey, look, I don't care if I get mine as long as we get ours. Is that fair?
Right. I mean, you ask these guys at their daily press conferences, every one of them, about individual achievements, what they're aiming for, and they all say to you, I care really about the team and team success. Us winning, us going far, that's what they care about. They, you know, Miles was asked that about a 1,000-yard season. Miles said, I don't worry about my individual stats. I care about this team winning, and that's what it's all about.
You know what's interesting is that people ask you and me questions such, what do you think about the season, how many wins, and so forth. And I always tell them, I just think about the next one. I mean, and I can tell with you, you just think about the next one. You're just thinking about Detroit this week. That's a part where I don't think people have an understanding with that. When you're doing it, you can't worry about how many games like down the road.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. I'm nervous about this Lions game. I think this is a tough game. There are people picking the Lions to finish second in the NFC North. They're good. I'm a little bit nervous about seeing Aiden Hutchinson in a Lions uniform and wonder how they're going to deal with him. I mean, you know from calling the games with Michigan, know how disruptive he can be.
Oh, no, I know. The first series last year, I've done three plays. I'm looking at 97s in the backfield again. Again?
Yep.
Really? Look, they're all tough. That's why it's the National Football League. They all have talent. And Detroit, by the way, finished really strong last year. They want to get out of the gate with a first impression, too. And last year's game doesn't matter, and you and I both know that.
Well, you're right. You're right. And I think Dan Campbell has them ready. But we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see if there's a breaking point for Detroit.
Yep.
I think the Eagles will come out with a lot of poise. I think they're confident, not cocky. I think they believe in themselves. I think they'll have a good game plan. I think they have the best offensive line in the National Football League and one of the best defensive fronts. I think they've got good coaching. I think they have an ascending quarterback. I think they have a lot of strengths. So I feel good about this team, but you brought this up at the very beginning of our conversation about the fact that there are strange things that happen in the National Football League in week one, and you don't know if they're ready for the pounding. And we will find out at 1:03 on Sunday afternoon.
Well put, as always, my friend. You'll have another great season. That I do know. Thank you so much, Merrill, for your time. Always appreciate you very much.
Well, it's my pleasure, Steve, and I appreciate the great job you do on the Nittany Lions games. I listen to you whenever I have an opportunity, and I wish the best for Penn State. They made me a little nervous at the end of the Purdue game, but they came through big time, and let's see them keep going upward from here.
Yeah. A little heart pounder in the beginning. Why not?
Just a bit.
Yeah.
Just a bit, but they're pretty talented, aren't they?
They are talented, but like you know, you and I both understand it's a journey. That's a good one to get. Now you go and get the next one. You just try to just keep going to the next one, which you and I already talked about.
Oh, I know, but it'll be fun. Yeah. Listen, I think I might have mentioned to you, my next-door neighbor, Steve Weigman, was a member of the Penn State. He was the head of the Penn State Alumni Association.
Yep.
And now he's on the board. And we talk Penn State all the time, and he is at every game home and away.
Look forward to seeing him again, too, and looking forward down the road to seeing you, too. Merrill, great game coming up on Sunday. Good luck with it. Great season. You know how much we think the world of you.
Thank you, Steve. And it comes right back to you. Have a great year.